Hello, my name is Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. Today's subject we're dealing with is called Living in the Supernatural, Naturally, and we're doing part four. Within part four, we have two topics today. Topic number six is called The Two Anointings from God, and topic number seven says The Steps to Becoming a Person of the Spirit. Let's start. Once again, it is perfectly natural to be spiritual and perfectly spiritual to be natural. We see this in the ministry of Jesus, where he walked on the earth as a natural man, but he was connected to the supernatural at the same time. Therefore, he could do supernatural things because he was in touch with the supernatural realm while at the same time being a natural man. This is also available today for every believer on the earth who's born again. The first anointing I want to talk about, it comes from the Word of God. This comes as you study and spend time in the Word. It does not come by prayer and fasting. This anointing allows you to teach and preach. I have also had personal experience here over the years that as I've gone into the Word of God, as I've studied the Word of God, meditated on the Word of God, it develops an anointing to teach the Word of God, also to preach the Word of God. This anointing comes as you spend time in God's Word. As I've said, it does not come through prayer and fasting. The second anointing I want to talk about comes from prayer and fasting. This comes as you spend time praying in the Spirit and fasting. There is no other way to receive it. Praying in the Spirit really means praying in tongues, the second language you have, which is the language of your spirit man. This anointing, which comes from prayer and fasting, it allows you to flow in the Spirit. The two anointings are separate and cannot be substituted for one another. Many people are trying to operate in the Spirit by using laws of faith or vice versa. It will not work. Let me just simplify that a little bit more for you. With the second anointing, and remember, the anointing is the power of God on flesh, doing only those things that God can do. The anointing destroys the yoke and removes the burden of bondage, and Jesus Christ is the anointed one. Many people are trying to flow in the Word of God, to have the anointing to teach the Word of God by prayer and fasting. That won't work. You need to be in the Word, meditate the Word, and talking to God about His Word. Many people who are in the Word expect to move in the things of the Spirit without prayer and fasting. That doesn't work either. To move in the things of the Spirit, you need the time of prayer and fasting. There is no other way. So you can't substitute things around the wrong way to get the other results. It does not work. It is important to have both anointings. Let me give you an example of the eagle. He has two wings to keep him up in the air. Both wings are important for him to fly and keep balance. We also, like the eagle, must have both anointings to be balanced in the coming move of the Spirit. Neither can take the place of each other. Neither is more important than the other. Both are essential and they complement each other. Let me give you a further understanding here. The Word of God without the Spirit, you will dry up. The Spirit without the Word, you will blow up. The Word and the Spirit together, you will grow up spiritually and then you will go up. Let me go through that again in more simple terms. If you just have the Word and no Spirit, you become very dry. If you are all Spirit and no Word, you can become unbalanced. What God wants is the Word and the Spirit together. With the Word of God and the Spirit of God, you become balanced and you mature as a Christian and you go up in the levels of ministry that God has for you. The Spirit will provide the anointing that destroys the yoke, while the Word keeps us spiritually on track. Let me say that again. The Spirit will provide the anointing that destroys the yoke, while the Word of God will keep us spiritually on track. A believer must be Spirit-led and at the same time Word-controlled. The Word gives you the boundaries in which you stay of protection, and the Spirit leads you between the Word. Let us now go to topic number seven. It's called Steps to Becoming a Person of the Spirit. Point one, meditate God's Word to renew our minds. When we're first born again, our spirit man is recreated by the Word of God and by the Holy Spirit, but our mind is not recreated. It needs to be renewed. Our mind is renewed by the word of God, by the washing of water, by the word. In other words, the word of God needs to come into our thinking process and to replace those things that are not in order according to the word of God. From the day we're born into this earth as a baby, from that point onwards to our physical maturity, we are taught things of the world that are not correct. And when we go into the word of God and see the difference, we replace those thoughts from the world that we have over the years with the things of God. God wants us to meditate the word of God and to renew our mind to the way he thinks. This is the first step in becoming a person of the spirit. In other words, you start to rely on the word of God, what it says, and not what the world says. Point two, praying in the spirit. Much time praying in the spirit and fasting and being quiet before God makes us become sensitive to God. Praying in the spirit and speaking in tongues, it's a very important part of our Christian walk. As we speak in tongues, as we pray in tongues, our spirit man becomes more and more sensitive to what God wants and to hearing God. We also become more sensitive to our human conscience, the voice of our spirit. So it's very important to pray in the spirit or to spend time praying. But praying in tongues is utmost importance, becoming more sensitive in the spirit. Point three, practice hearing the voice of God. Practice hearing the voice of the Spirit, that is the Holy Spirit, in practical, everyday, small things. You can ask the Holy Spirit when you first get up in the morning, Holy Spirit, what's happening today? What should I do today? And you might hear his voice say something, or he might be quiet. But as you go through the day, he may speak to you and say, do this or do that, or be careful here or be careful there. There was a time when I was working in a hotel, I used to do maintenance, and I was going towards the service lifts, and there were two service lifts, and I pressed the button for one of the service lifts to come down, and while I'm waiting for the lift to come down, I would stand there and say, Holy Spirit, which lift will come first? And I'd listen to his voice. He would say either the left one or the right one that I'm looking at. So if he said the left one, I would stand in front of the left one and wait for the door open. It took time to hear his voice, but I was practicing hearing the Spirit of God in little things. And God is not against that. God wants us to develop the sensitivity of hearing his Spirit, and we can only do that by practicing. It doesn't come in one go. It takes time to grow in those things. So practice every day in little things. Point four, give the Word of God first place. The words of the Bible are spirit and they are life. The Bible is actually Christ Jesus himself. You will see that it says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and God was the Word. And then it says, and the Word became flesh. But in another translation it says, in the beginning was the Word, Jesus. What I'm saying to you is this, the Word of God must become first place and final authority over every word that comes to you, over every report that comes to you. The Word of God has the final say over every report, over every situation. Therefore, we need to know the Word. We need to operate in the Word, meditate the Word, and be led by the Word. We must train ourselves to be men and women of the Spirit. We must train ourselves to live and walk in the consciousness of our spirit man, the Holy Spirit, and the spirit realm. However, through regular daily practice, starting with little things, we can learn to hear, trust, become sensitive, and follow the leading of our conscience, the voice of our recreated spirit. Once again, the voice of our recreated spirit is our conscience. And God wants us to be led by our spirit man, our conscience. This subject is very important to every believer because God wants us to be spiritually sensitive, to be men and women of the spirit, not just men and women of the natural. In this subject, living in the supernatural naturally, this is exactly what God wants for every believer, to be a natural person on the earth, but to be spiritually led, to be spiritually sensitive to the Word of God, to the Holy Spirit. This is the correct place for every believer to be in. I hope you've enjoyed this whole subject. It's been a blessing to me, and I hope that you can grow in the spiritual things, grow in sensitivity of the Spirit, and be ready for the things that God wants you to do. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.